Rappers Radio, where it's all about the music.
And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Yes, your boots are walking into the Ivory Towers Underground podcast this week. Welcome to our Underground Garage. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas, his annex of the Underground Garage, and this week we start off with Nancy Sinatra, of all people, on the Underground Podcast.
Rick, I think we should put out a content warning right now. This is going to be a very strange podcast. There are some very odd songs that are going to show up on this podcast. Nancy Sinatra may show up again. A 15 and 13 year old rock and roll band who are not the Jonas Brothers are going to show up. It's going to be a very, very surreal afternoon.
Thank goodness the Jonas Brothers are not going to be here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music and it's not all about the teen idols. We do give you that eclectic mix, and as you said, Nancy Sinatra, well, we just don't have enough of her, so we're going there right now.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
That emptiness. shot with kicks. You just need help, girl. Well, you think you're gonna find yourself a little piece of paradise, but it ain't happened yet. So girl, you better think twice. And don't you see, no matter what you do, you'll never get away from you. And if you keep on running, you'll have to pay the price. And don't it seem like kicks just keep getting harder to find? And all your kicks ain't bring any peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight. No, you don't need kicks to help you face the world each day. That road leads nowhere, so I'm gonna help you find yourself another way.
Kicks just keep getting harder to find,
and all your kicks ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight. Don't you know that kicks just keep getting harder to find, and all your kicks ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get.
That would be The Ventures with Nancy Sinatra covering the Paul Revere and the Raiders hit Kicks on Cover Me on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. And we play this for a couple of different reasons, one of which is that one of the founders of The Ventures, Bob Bogle, died last week. And as long as The Ventures are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, we thought we should mention Mr. Bogle's death. And then we should ask a question of, I hope The Ventures got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame playing better songs than this, Rick.
Well, to fess up, we questioned whether The Ventures should be in the Rock and Roll Hall. Not as good as Paul Revere and the Raiders, who are not in the Hall. And I can probably list 100 other bands that deserve to be in the Hall before you would even think of The Ventures. But I guess that's a trip back in the rock and roll time machine to the mid-1960s. I remember hearing both of those last two songs on the radio when I was just toddling along.
And, of course, the other reason that The Ventures' induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame makes us so irritable is that they were inducted in, quite possibly, the worst rock and roll class ever, with She Who Will Never Be Named on this show ever again.
We can only hope.
Do we have more odd music coming up, Rick?
Coming up right after this. Stick around.
A restless energy blows across the globe. The desire for human rights.
Yet every day, people are tortured,
imprisoned,
executed,
or disappeared.
Simply for their identity or their beliefs.
That's why Amnesty International speaks out.
To protect people's basic human rights.
To change the sounds of suffering.
To the sounds of freedom.
Call 1-800-AMNESTY.
It's your human right.
1-800-AMNESTY.
We'll be right back.
took her back to my place. Feeling guilty, feeling scared. Hidden cameras everywhere. Stop! Hold on. Stay in control.
Chinatown, the band Tahiti 80 on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. As we end a set of, for lack of a better term, 40 years of garage bands, power chords, what have you. Started out with a Lost Gem, a band from Chicago from the late 1960s called Lost Agency. The song is One Girl Man, and I think they have some commitment issues, Rick. In the middle, a song you'll never hear played on commercial radio anymore, The Kinks. And I think, Rick, Dave Davies invents heavy metal with this song, Destroyer.
Well, I wish he did, but it comes out some years after heavy metal as well down the pike. I think in some ways it is Dave Davies saying, look, I invented the power chord, and I'm as tough as any of those metallic bands, so here's a few riffs to remind you of my guitar genius.
It's just, those sounds are just such that it's hard to believe that he didn't, you know, when he was 14, start playing that way. And listen, as long as this is our very odd show, I wanted to make mention of Tahiti 80, since this band seems to be in keeping with the theme of the show, of a little off, a little odd, a little eccentric. Tahiti 80 is a French rock band. And they put out five or six albums this decade. I think one of them is an EP. And they like that sort of Kinks-style English 70s rock and roll. Although, I don't know that they put anything quite like Destroyer.
Maybe not. These days, folks tend to call that style Britpop, although I think that's a misnomer in my lexicon. And I will have to note that we don't often play French rock and roll bands. We have played a few in the past, but it's unusual for us to get to that Gaullist rock and roll. But more
Gaullist rock and roll.
Hey, it's the Underground Podcast. It's Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music, and you expect us to talk like we're in the Ivory Tower occasionally, too.
For all of the young people listening, Charles de Gaulle used to be the president of France back when Rick and I were young people, and a very long time ago.
Yes, well, those of a certain age will pick that up without any explanation.
Is it time for more music? Should we quit with this foolishness?
We're never going to quit with the foolishness, but there is more music coming soon.
Greetings. I'm Michael, your musical guide to the vast Ivory Towers archive. More than 100 hours of music, all at your fingertips. All you have to do is repeat this simple online mantra, public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. Keep repeating the mantra for your musical pleasure. We'll be right back.
Classic Iggy Pop, 16, from Lust for Life. Starting us off, The Apples in Stereo, So Far Away. Jeff, that is new music, or at least music released this year from a B-Sides and Rarities project. I love this, a B-Sides and Rarities project from a band that most people haven't heard about, The Apples in Stereo. Now, I know young folks on college campuses know about them, but they don't get played on the radio very much, and they're very much an under-the-radar type of band. I love the title of this album, Electronic Projects for Musicians. And in the middle, Tiny Masters of Today with the song Skeletons. Jeff teased ahead about this particular group. Jeff, tell us a little bit about Tiny Masters of Today.
Rick, that is brand new music from Tiny Masters of Today, the title track of their new album. They're a Brooklyn brother and sister. They're 13 and 15 years old, which makes them veterans of the music business because they did their first album when they were 13 and 11. And Rick, they're our kind of band because one of their first hit singles, in the odd way that they did a hit single, was a song about how much the young woman didn't like George Bush.
Well, maybe we'll get that on the show at some point in the future, unless there's some analogy there with skeletons. I feel that way often about the Bush administration, that their skeletons are still about. So maybe there is an analogy there of some point.
They're a very political band, especially for kids that young. And the other thing I think is really fascinating about it is they still don't have a major label release. I don't think they do. Their first songs were recorded on GarageBand, which we used on the Ivory Towers Underground podcast, as a matter of fact.
Apple will not be giving us money for that plug, though.
And put up on MySpace. And it was a very popular tune. In fact, the Bush song was a very popular tune on MySpace. And they were discovered that way. So there was actually no record label involved, no A&R man or woman involved. They did this the same way we do the Underground podcast.
Well, our hat is off to those do-it-yourselfers online and who do their music and their audio work themselves. We have a lot of respect for them of whatever age. And I will point out that they're also geographically based in exactly the right spot. Brooklyn tending to be the hotbed of indie alternative rock these days. Offline, you were asking me about Iggy Pop. You asked if that was recent music because Iggy sounds in rare form. That is from Lust for Life, an album produced by David Bowie and put out in the late 70s. And so that is from the period where David Bowie made Iggy Pop a bit of a project and said, I want people to know more about him in that album, which you now can hear the title track on every Carnival Cruise Line commercial, and they're not paying us either. You can hear that.
And we
that
don't
title
want their
song.
Money. We'll no. take Apple's money. We don't want their money.
Well, I will tell you, I find it ironic every time Carnival Cruise comes on my TV set, and there's Iggy in the background singing about not something that you would do on a Carnival Cruise, and I wonder all the time whether anybody really understood what that song was about. But the Iggster is making some money, and so I guess there's something good about that in the end.
Speaking of fellas doing stuff that Carnival Cruises wouldn't approve of, I believe we've got some interesting punk coming right up.
This song will never be the theme song for either Apple or Carnival Cruise.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
child and wanted all of so wild, though tired of slow motion, but played with devotion, babe, and sang with devotion, just a whole other notion. I was 14 and a half, and it wasn't no lamb.
Love comes in spurts.
Oh no, it hurts.
Love comes in spurts.
Oh no, it hurts.
Love comes in spurts.
It always hurts.
Love comes in spurts.
Oh no. I just gave you wives to the tragic.
Richard Helm, and he firmly believes that love comes in spurts. On Jeff's New Wave, on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. And God help me, Rick, I love Richard Helm and the Voidoids. Oh, what a great song. What a great lack of ability in the band. What a great singing voice. What a great theme. Just, that's punk.
It is punk. And we have been talking the last few weeks about euphemism, and euphemism in music, and I will point out that the last several songs have dropped euphemism pretty much and have gone straight for the jugular or some other part of the anatomy.
I get so worked up sometimes with people our age complaining about rap or hip-hop and how crude and rude and lewd, and there's curse words in it. And I'm thinking, well, let's see. I know what music you people listened to 30 years ago, and there was not a whole lot of difference.
We forget, and we've started a show this way with the Fish Cheer, which was very popular when we were teens and preteens. So, people forget where they came from, but we haven't. And luckily, we don't get too many complaints, but we've had some raw shows in our time, last couple weeks included. With graphic language in the lyrics, and we're not afraid about that because, the truth is that that's what life is, and people are going to sing that way. And you can't sing punk or sometimes metal or some of these other genres. Last week we were playing soul that was pretty graphic. Can't play some of these genres without sometimes letting it all out.
And speaking of genres, we don't play a whole lot of grunge on this show, so pay attention to what's coming up next.
Take my place.
The sun shines in my bedroom.
Thank you.
It's Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music.
Placebo and the song One of a Kind on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. And that's our set of grunge and grunge-like music. We started off with The Vaseline's Son of a Gun. The Vaseline's, of course, the Scottish band that was one of Kurt Cobain's favorites. And in the middle, that was Cobain and Nirvana. Jesus Doesn't Want Me for a Sunbeam, covering a Vaseline's tune from the infamous MTV Live appearance, Cobain in his rocking chair with his sweater. And Rick, I'm not, as you know, I'm not a huge grunge fan, but I liked all three of those songs. I was actually kind of surprised.
Well, I think one of our missions in life is to warm you up a little bit to the edges of grunge and see what you may have been missing. For those who shut the door on grunge, there's a whole lot more in the vault than what folks may think.
Well, the other thing that strikes me, and I just want to make a comment about this very quickly, is Cobain's sad, and even for a rocker, his very sad life. And I will never forget, I'll have that image literally until the day I die of Cobain sitting in that rocking chair with that horrible, horrible sweater that even I, who am not known for being a snappy dresser, would probably have given to Goodwill.
Kurt Cobain is probably one of the best examples you can get of what depression can do, even to a rock and roll star. And it's a sad testament to what happened to him, quite a talented but tortured mind. We get into the depths of rock and roll elsewhere besides the Ivory Towers podcast. And Jeff, you can find us opining about not necessarily things as deep as Nirvana every week, but on the Ivory Towers blog, the ancillary blog of the Ivory Towers Underground podcast. You can find us talking about music in deep ways. Actually, recently we had a review of the most recent Placebo album that's just out in the past month. And you can find our blog at www.ivorytowers.com. That's Ivory Towers, all one word, and with a Z, a Z, or a Zeta at the end. That URL, one more time, www.ivorytowers.com.
Suicidal has gotta kill themselves now. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word life, that means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun, day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one, Dr. Everything will be alright. Instead of asking how much time you have left, ask him how much of your mind, baby. Cause in this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. In this life, you're on your own.
And if the elevator tries to break you down, go crazy.
Watch the higher floor.
Don't hold back. Let's go crazy. That's Incubus covering, of course, a Prince classic from their Monuments and Melodies LP just released this year. Jeff, that is a combination LP. One side, two CDs. One CD is all greatest hits from Incubus, and the other CD is, as you might expect, B-sides and rarities. And of course, on our show, we're playing the B-side rarity material. Talk about rarities, Fallout Boy with Deborah Harry of Blondie fame, starting off that set, West Coast Smoker from the latest Fallout Boy release that came out in December of 2008, and in the middle, new music from Papa Roach. Lifetime is the name of the song. Jeff, we were talking offline, all of those bands are played on contemporary rock radio, but I challenge anyone to find a rock and roll radio station that would put all three of those cuts together in the same set, and I actually think most of that music is hard for you to find on over-the-air radio.
And that's one of our reasons for existence, Rick. So we've had two themes on this show today. We've had the odd, eccentric Nancy Sinatra theme, and then we've had the we're playing music you can't get anywhere else theme.
Well, I actually think they both work together, because we have tipped our hat more than a few times throughout this podcast to the sounds of garage rock, or sounds that seem to have come out of the garage. Well, we are a podcast that seems to come out of the underground garage too. And so along that way, here we go.
And if you have a car you'd like to park in the garage, in the underground garage, if you have a request, if you'd like to send Marlo, who just walked into the my annex of the garage, an email, you may send us an email. Our address, ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's ivorytowersradio, all one word, TOWERZ, ivorytowersradio@att.net.
You know, Jeff, if you need a special boost, there's a special corner of the garage, and we know what that is. It's the shop.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
That's absolutely new music in the Metal Shop this week. Deep Unknown from a band that I should have known about a long time ago and did not. That is from a Finnish group called Stratovarius and their new one, Polaris. Jeff, this is a group that has 12 different albums out. They've been together for 25 years, various lineup changes, and I'm just stumbling across them now in the Metal Shop.
Well, look at it this way. You said they were Finnish, or did we, or we were talking about that offline? Maybe that's the reason. It's, you know, you don't hear as much good Finnish metal as you'd like.
And progressive metal at that. Do you have some thoughts of where they may fall on the heavy metal dipstick?
Yes, I do. On that heavy metal dipstick, I'd give them a 25W40. It's down there on the bottom and toward the middle. They were fast, but they could have been a little louder, Rick.
We were also remarking offline how they remind us of Spinal Tap, which we played last week, their new release. And did you have any thoughts about comparing them?
No, I am not going to say that.
Well, whether you like Stratovarius or not.
I was going to say, we were making a joke about how they did sound like Spinal Tap, and it would be interesting one day to see how many heavy metal bands actually of a certain generation actually got their start by listening to Spinal Tap and thinking, oh, that's a heavy metal band, we should be a band like that, and not quite getting that it was a joke.
Well, the truth is that many heavy metal websites and commentators have talked about how they love Spinal Tap, and somehow that gives a new spin to the joke entirely. And Spinal Tap, as we mentioned, out touring, and I'm sure that Stratovarius is also out touring this summer too. There's one other thing we do when we get to the shop, Jeff, and we would be remiss if we did not include.
The Ivory Towers podcast is a non-commercial, non-profit program designed and used for educational purposes. Some of the material contained in this podcast is previously copyrighted but used with permission. Other copyrighted material is reused following fair use guidelines. Any copyright holders who do not wish to have their material used should contact the programmers directly at ivorytowersradio@att.net and it will be removed. The programmers do not support file sharing and encourage listeners to buy music from the artists featured in this podcast.
Well, Jeff, any final thoughts concerning our travels through garage rock this week?
We went from Nancy Sinatra to Stratovarius. That's unprecedented. That may be unprecedented even for us.
The Eclectic Mix is here, and we hope you enjoyed it this week. Thanks for listening to Ivory Towers Radio. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful co-host in the garage in Dallas, this is Rick Rockwell in the garage in Washington, D.C. So long to you, Jeff Siegel. And now the time is gone, the songs are over. Peace.